Today's mitzvah is Tav Kuf Ayin Ches 578. As we continue here in Parshas Kiseitze, the third mitzvah relating to issues of employer and employee relationships. We have the mitzvahs that say that the employer has to let the worker in the field eat from the field that he is working with. And we had the los asay last time of a worker eating too much. If he eats too much, that's an overlap of gazel, but he's not allowed to do that. And today we have the isser of the chermesh lo sanif al kamasre echa. That's the language of the pasuk here in Kiseitze, right before Perachav Dalet. And the shaila is, what does that mean? Literally, it means pashtus the chermesh, which is a type of cutting instrument, lo sanif. You shall not wave, you shall not bring up al kamasre echa. Don't cut with a chermesh, with a big cutting instrument, the standing stalks of your friend. So what's the aveira? What's the isser here? If you're working in the field, which we said that's what the pasuk is talking about, kisava b'kamas reyecha, and you come to melilos, don't cut it with a chermesh. What's the isser? So there's Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. The Chinuch, of course, passes like the Rambam, so that's what we'll do first, but then we'll see Rov Rishonim understand this in a much more pshuta way than the Rambam does. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, quoting the Rambam, Shelo yochal ha-sachir b'shas avodaso me-hadavar sher yavod bo. A worker is not allowed to eat while he is actually working. That's the issur for the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Torah allows him to eat in the general time when he is involved in the field, but when he is actually supposed to be working in the field, if he eats, then he's gonna be mevatel a few seconds or a few moments, or won't work as hard as he could for the Baal HaBayis, for the employer, and therefore he's not allowed to eat. A separate issur d'oraisa for the employer to eat while he is working. Again, shelo yochal ha-sacher b'shas avodaso mi'adavar sheyavod bo. Even though there's no problem for him to eat it when he's not actually working, even though it's when he's involved. When he's going from place to place, from area to area, and he's not involved exactly in the work, then he can eat. Not b'shas avoda. It has to be, as we discussed a couple of days ago, gemar malacha, and when it's b'mechubar, and by talish when it's not gemar malacha. But that's the isser, says the Rambam, v'yalzeh ne'amar, v'chermesh lo sanif al kamas re'echa. V'chermesh, you should not cut it on the kama of your friend. While you are working, you should not be eating. Shamru zecharnam lavracha, chermesh lo abas kol ba'alei chermesh, any type of cutting instrument, u'b'shas chermesh, klomar eis ha-katsir lo sikser la. At the time of the cutting, don't cut it for yourself. Don't wave the cutting instrument on the kama of your friend in order to eat yourself b'shas avoda. That's the Rambam. Very difficult to understand how the Rambam gets this from the psukim. Obviously, it's based on chazals, but the Ksava Kabbalah points out, how did the Rambam read the pasuk? The chermesh lo sanif, don't wave this, don't cut the standing stalk of your friend. The Rambam has to add in, to eat yourself b'shas avoda, that's ikar chasam in ha-sefer. How does the Rambam read the pasuk? Says the Ksava Kabbalah, after quoting other suggestions, which he does not like from the Ralbag and others, he says, we find elsewhere that sometimes hanafa means separation. Separation. Sometimes you find hanafa meaning the same word as truma. We have zahav ha-truma and zahav ha-tnufa, describing the gold by the Mishkan. Tnufas zahav terumas kesef. Mivuar. Shesham says the Ksava Kabbalah. Sheshem tenufa ho ra'aso gam hafrasha vahavdala. Sometimes, even though usually tenufa means waving up and down and left to right, tenufa also can mean waving away from and separating from. V'umize yishamesh b'harchavas halashon gamal davar hamuvdal u'mufrash b'inyono. Something that is separated from anything near it. Kamo yifeinof misos kal haaretz. As we describe Yerushalayim. Yifeinof, the beautiful, nof. But yifei, from the word also, tenufa. Right? That shorish is separated from muvdal and mufrash miyofi. So, says the Ksava Kabbalah, maybe that's what it means here as well. Chermesh, a cutting instrument, lo sanif. What does that mean? Lo yavdil v'yafrish es chermesh. Chermesh, the cutting instrument, don't separate from it, meaning don't not cut. Just the opposite of what we thought it meant. We thought chermesh, don't use the chermesh to cut. No, it means don't stop cutting because you're in the middle of eating. That's the yisur. Lo yavdil v'yafrish es chermesh lifsok min ha-ketzira u lehispatel min ha-esek v'lechol. That's what it means. What does it mean, al kamas reyecha? So Ksala Kabbalah sometimes quotes that sometimes you find the Tanakh a missing mem. So even though it says al kamas, it should be like may al kamas. Like the father says, hishamru lachem alos baharu, to go up and say you. Be careful to go up the mountain and touch it. It means not to go up the mountain, obviously by Har Sinai. Right? Sometimes the mem is missing. So here it should be may al kamas reyecha lo yafresh es hacher meish me al kama hachi nira pirusha dekra l'das haRambam. That's how the Rambam must read the Gemara. The charmesh, the cutting instrument, lo saniv, do not separate the cutting instrument. Meaning, don't stop cutting may al kamas reyecha from on the kama, from the standing grain of your friend. Don't stop working while you are supposed to be working. That's how the Rambam would pashtus read the pasuk. But if you look in the other Rishonim, they argue on the Rambam. They say that is not what's meant by this pasuk of the charmesh lo saniv. We'll start with the Ravid. The Ravid right on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chiras Yud Beis Gimel Hamavatel Mimalachto. Right, that's the problem with this iser. You're being mevatel from your malacha. Hamavatel Mimalachto va'achal osha achal shilo b'shas gemar malacha. That's the other ish. That's the other iser related to the earlier mitzvah. If you ate not b'shas gemar malacha, but if you ate b'shas gemar malacha like you're supposed to, but you mevatel from your malacha. Hariza over below sasei shemar v'chermesh lo sanif v'chulu b'pieshmu alamdu shekolzman shuhu oseg b'ketzira lo yanif chermesh. As long as you're involved in the Kesira, you shall not wave the Chermesh. Which, by the way, sounds like not the Ksava Kabbalah's Pshat. Sounds like the Rambam understands this somehow. Don't cut it for yourself. So that's what the sound of, but the Ksava Kabbalah at least works out conceptually how the Rambam could read the Pasuk. But that's the Rambam. And the Ravid here says, no way, that's not how I understand the Pasuk. Amar Avram, Dvarim Halalu Ein Lohem Shorish. Right, there's no roots, there's not, this doesn't have basis. Ubisifri darshu, the katafta mililos biadecha, shaloye kotzer b'magal v'ochel. The first half of the pasuk, don't cut things and eat it for yourself. V'chermesh lo sanif, b'sha'a sha'ata meinif chermesh, al kamas balabayis. V'lo mipnei bito malacha, ela shalo ya'ase achilaso keva ke'ein malachto. No, what does this pasuk mean? It means, don't cut while you're eating. You're allowed to eat b'shas malacha. The other Rishonim say that's exactly the point of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that while a worker is working, he's allowed to eat. Of course, that's not a bit of malacha. That's the allowance the Torah gives. But if you're eating for yourself, don't go overboard. Don't cut so much, as we'll see. That's what it means. Shalo yasachilos keva. Don't make it such a kfius type of eating. If you're going to eat some, you know, pull off some with your hands. V'katavta melilos biyadecha. Don't cut it with the chermesh. In order to get what you want to eat, or the Ravid, all the Chachmei Sfarim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ravid, all in Babitzia on Daf Pei Zayin Bebeis, they all quote this Rambam and the Ritva. I'll read it from the Ritva. Umashma lemei lemaran. The Ritva calls the Rambam Maran. Like everybody else after the Shulchan Aruch calls the Shulchan Aruch, umash b'malei lebaran, tekiva de darish lemi ikar, ve darish le basov, the Tar Tiktani. Two different limudim in the pasuk. The first one is saying that, as we had earlier, he shouldn't take too much. And number two, it's a time issue that he shouldn't do it while he's working. But says the Ritva, v'set teima gadol, to bekula pirkin, in the entire parak there in Bamitzia, muchach de poel ochel b'shash ozik b'malachto. That's exactly the heter. He's allowed to eat b'shash kamar malacha. U'mepnei hashavas aveda labaylim, amru sheyochal poel kisholech mu'um le'uman. And in between, that's even extra. That's not the only time he can eat. That's extra. Vitarti darshi the chermesh lo sanif chadam ilsehi. It's all one halacha that you can't eat too much, but not that it is an issue of the time. So that's and the other Rishonim read a pashtus. The chermesh lo sanif al kamas reecha. Don't you're allowed to eat while you are working, but don't go overboard. What does it mean, don't go overboard? The Tziv says that a chermesh is a big type of instrument that is always used to cut a lot. When you use a smaller type of instrument during B'shas Betzira, so then, okay, you could use a little kli. But a chermesh is always cutting a lot. So that's why the Nitziv says, you can't use the chermesh when you're using it for your own heterim, because you're going to cut more than you need to cut. Right? Similar, it's basically the same idea as the previous issue that we had. Velkali chalosite, don't take more than you're supposed to. And we said, machlokas ramam chinuch, whether you also violate gezela with that, use the squad of minchas chinuch. last time about a Hadre Liyisura Kama, but this isn't a continuation of that, says the Netziv, explaining the other Rishonim. V'chemish l'son of Alkamas Re'acha, Isser Chadash Masheinu B'kerem. It's a new application that didn't apply in the vineyard, but it's the same idea. Desham, over there, lo husar el shlo lit lo shanavim b'klisha botzele balav. There, we're not limited by any kli. Avo b'kama, azhara shlo yiktov, ki im b'yad v'lo b'kli, shekotzele b'aylim, only with your hands, and not with this big kli. Why? V'hatam, did b'klei b'tzira, in the kelim that are used in the vineyard in the previous pasuk, efshar lifsar ma'at oharbe, kifisha nidrash. You could use those kelim to cut even a little bit. Avo b'chermesh, I efshar lixar pachos mi malei achermesh, but by the chermesh, by this big cutting, harvesting instrument, you can never get less. You can never get less than the size of the chermesh, which is a lot. The efshar shalu yia nitzrach la'achilas malei chermesh, alkein asra tor shalu yiksalat smoklau. That's why the Torah says you can't use this for anything. You can't use this chermesh, period, because you don't want you to have to get more. So that is the Rambam's reason for the pasuk. Totally different pshat. You can't do eat pshat malacha because of bita malacha. And the other Rishonim say, no, pshuta shalah pasik, and that is don't use this cutting instrument while you are eating, while you are working, because the Nisiv says you are going to gake. You are going to take too much. One hosafa on each of these shitas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. So the Rambam says it's based on bita malacha. Right? This halacha highlights the general idea how Yahadus takes employee obligations. We know the employee and the employer both have to have obligations to each other. They have to be very fair. But the fact that you can't eat b'shas malacha, the worker has to be so careful with the time and realize that he's on borrowed time. He's using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time. He's not on his own time. Therefore, he has to use every second and even for a moment that he's going to eat lunch. No, he's not allowed to do that. And the Rambam himself highlights this a parak later in the end of Hilchas Chirus, in the end of Parak Yud Gimel, where the Rambam says, "Kiderach shemuzhar balabayis shelo yigzal schar ani v'lo yagvenu," just like the balabayis is warned not to steal the wages of a poor person or not to withhold them; he has to pay right away. Kacha ani muzhar. So to the worker and the poor person is warned shelo yigzal maleches balabayis v'yevatel ma'at pekan ma'at pekan umotzi kol. Be so careful with every one of his moments. Ella, chayev ledaktek al atzmo b'zmani, has to be so medaktek. Shaharei, what's the raya? Where in Shas do you see that there's such a kpeda? Second parak in Brachas. Sherek pidu chachamim al bracha revias shal brichas hamazon shalova yivarechosa. It's amazing. The Gemara Bracha says, you know what? The fourth bracha, brachas hamazon, is only derabanan, and you're in the middle of working, and every second counts. So you know what? You're allowed to not say that fourth bracha. Because every second counts. Imagine how medaktik. You know, halavai, we can't even fathom this type of diktuk of every second and every moment. Just say the fourth bracha. It's an extra 20 seconds, 30 seconds. No, Chazal say no. You don't say it in that case because the understanding is that every second counts. And he says, that's Yaakov, that's what we learn from Yaakov Avinu. V'chein chayev lavod b'chol kocho. Shohari Yaakov atzadik. Interesting lashon that the Rambam calls Yaakov HaTzadik in this context. Omar, he says to Lavan, Ki b'chol kochi avati as avichen. I served your father with all my strength. L'fichach ratos charzos af ba'olam hazeh. Shemar v'yifratz ha'ish ma'od ma'od. So Yaakov HaTzadik, doesn't say Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov HaTzadik here was worked b'chol kocho. So do we have to realize that's the highlight and the message of this Rambam, the bitul malacha that is possible, right, we have to be so careful about. And that's why right after you finish working, while you're working, you cannot do that. And this is something that every employer has to know what the employer expects of him in terms of taking lunch breaks, in terms of surfing the internet for their own needs during the time when he's supposed to be working for the company. Again, there are some, you know, bizman hazeh, certain understandings, but it has to be all in the realm of reason and not beyond and not at all, chas v'shalom, negatively hurting the ones that I'm working for and the ones that I'm getting paid for. But that is all the Rambam. The mitzvah is about bitul malacha. The other Rishonim, though, as we said, say that it has to do with cutting too much and taking too much. You're allowed to eat b'shas gemar malacha, but you can't take too much. The Aznayin LaTorah of Sirotzkin here expands on the Netziv, who says that the chermesh is always kotzer harbe. At the Aznayin LaTorah, mabekach. What's the difference? So what if he's using the chermesh and cuts more? He's harvesting the balabayas' field. Right, that's what he's doing here. So he's cutting the whole field. So if there's anything left over, he'll give it to the balabayas. Right? What's the difference? Oh, he's going to cut too much. He's cutting the whole field. Remember, it's Shas Gemar Malacha. That's when he's allowed to partake of it. Bimechubar. Halo Balabayas Kotzer Atoz Kol Tvua. V'yitzarif HaNishar El HaKatzur. You'll just throw this into the Balabayas. So Azayim HaTorah has two other reasons. V'nir Elisha Z'asar Ebenei Beis Dvarim. Number one, the Balabayas is probably standing there watching him. So if he's using this big cutting instrument for his own, the Balabayas is going to be rubbed the wrong way. Number one, he's going to be chashud. He's not going to be happy. You want to eat some? Okay, take some. Take some with your hands. Don't use my big cutting instruments. Number one, it's going to negatively affect the balabais. The balabais is going to be upset at the poel, even if he's taking the right amount. And number two, it's focusing on the poel. Shelo yargel hapoel es atzmo lo hanifcher mishal kamas reyo. You shouldn't be so comfortable cutting from your friend's field for yourself in the normal way. You know, cutting for your friend's field, in your friend's field, for your friend, you're working for him, they can use whatever you want. But cutting for yourself with a big kli, that's not something that you should get used to be minragel to, and therefore, it is not allowed in this context. Okay, so that's two, as an expansion on the Hemek Dover, and the other Rishonim's Pshat. One other Ha'ara and Hosafa that we could have mentioned any day of the past couple of days, but we'll mention it now, and that is, so we know there's a Heter. And there's no Isra of Gezel by the worker taking the stalks, taking the grain, taking the fruit. There is the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Beis that has a pasuk that says, even if it's hektish, or if it is hektish, not even, if it is hektish fruit, so then you're not allowed to take it. Not allowed to take it. If it's kachim, if I'm working in your field, but you are makdish these fruits to the base of Mikdash, I'm not allowed to take from those. Why? Because it's me'ilah. This is a me'ilah, and you have a pasuk to tell me that. Ask Tosfos, the Menachas Chinuch discusses, is also in Os Yud Gimel, in Tov Kofayin Vav, in the two mitzvahs ago. What do you need a pasuk for? There are many other isurim that the Torah does not have to give a specific limud for. If a nazir is working, and he's working in a grape field, not a good idea, but you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that a nazir is not allowed to take from those grapes. It's usur. Right? The only heter here is gezel. It's not called gezel. Or it is called gezel, but you're allowed to take it. It's hutra, tehuya, however you want to say it. But you don't need a pasuk for that, or if it's ravai. You don't have a special pasuk to say, oh, it's ravai, you can eat it outside Yerushalayim. No, so why? Ask the Menchas Chinuch. And Tosfos is already bothered by this. Why do you need a separate pasuk to tell me that if it's hekdish, you're not allowed to eat from it? Menchas Chinuch, back in Ostud Gimel. Vim scharo la'asos benet the ravai shalo eino ochel. If it's not the ravai, he's not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. Fakashali. The chazina, the zepasha b'gemara di isur lo zachin le'rachmana. The gemara in Sadi Beis and Bamitzia. It's obvious that he can't eat any other isurim. V'yim kain. Lomali kro la'el peizayinim abeis re'acha lim'ute hektish. Tepakle di isuru. It's asur. What do you need a pasuk to exclude? Says Tosfos, there peizayin. Salke daitach ki hechi deshari rachmana iser gezel hachenami havamina deshari bishel hektish alkein tzitzrich reyacha. By other isurim, there's no havamina that it would be mutter. So you don't need a pasuk by nazir, by netar avai v'chulu. But by me'ila, I might have thought it was mutter. Kamash malan, says Tosfos, it's not. Question is, why? Why is me'ila different than any of the other isurim? We know all these isurim are off limits. I can't eat ravai outside Yerushalayim. I can't eat something for the base of English at all. What's the difference? So says the Menchas Chinuch, and it's Reb Chaim also, after the Menchas Chinuch, emphasizes this in Hilchas Me'ila, Paraches Halacha Aleph, and that is Me'ila is very different. How do we look at the isur of Me'ila benefiting from the base of Mikdash? One way to look at it is Gezel Hektish. The other way to look at it is a bizayin hektish. But it could be there's at least an element by Me'ila of stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. It's a special type of stealing. It's gezel hektish. Or the Gemara says in one place, mali gezel hedyo, mali gezel hektish. Right? So it's gezel. But the second that you say it's gezel hektish, then me'mela, I understand what the havamina is. Because once I know the Torah here allows gezel hedyot, right? It's mutter. It's not called gezel hedyot. You're allowed to eat from the field. So maybe gezel hektish will also be mutter. That's the Havamina. There's no Havamina that Ravai should be mutter, or that Nazirus, the grape should be mutter. But here, if at root it is Gezel, so then maybe that's why there's the Havamina. Says Reb Chaim, V'al Karchach Nira Lomar. De beemes lo shayach lemelav klal shari isur migezel milvadi isur mimono lo yafinon el de bepoel lo de hutar isur gezel ki im de al yedei zed dihitira hatora lepoel lechol bekamas chavero memela einze gezel klal. There's no gezel here. It's not that an isur that it's matered. It's no gezel. And then he quotes de mavur mized to call yisod isur miila whom he shumed in gezel hektish. That's gezel. And he quotes proves it from another halacha. By Me'ila, that Shi'uro Bepruta, the shear of stealing for the base of English is a pruta, and we're mitzaref, Lizman Meruba. Today and 3 days from now, it could be mitzuref. Why? Because it's all a shear of Gezel, and Gezel could add up. If came a Me'ila, that's what he talks about, and that's why you would have a Havamina that it would be Aser, will be Mutter, Kamash Malan. The Torah has to tell me that it is Aser. That's what the Reb Chaim says, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch also says. In Osir Gimel, he says it in a more limited way, though. He says it at least by Bedek Habayis. At least by Bedek Habayis. Okay, there are two types of Hektish. Bedek Habayis and Mizveach. He says, got to catch a Hedek Bedek Habayis. Had the Hektish Bedek Habayis. Osir, it mitam shu mamu gavoa. Vahavili gezel gavoa. Vahavir gezel hedyom. He gezel gavoa in one place. And the opposite. And that's why you would need this pasuk. Okay, either way, these are the three mitzvos relating to employer-employee relationships. And one can look at the Shulchan Aruch of the poskim to apply them bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we get to the large mitzvah. A couple of mitzvahs coming up relating to the mitzvah of Gerushin. Okay, we'll stop here.